She was asked later in her life, well, lots of questions, but later in her life she was asked, well, when did you become this way? When did you become, you know, fully enlightened? And her answer was, I've always been this way. I was this way before I was born. I'm this way now, and I'll be this way when you think I'm gone. This is an avatar. At 19 months, her parents didn't teach her anything, by the way, by way of spiritual things. At 19 months, they came across her sitting in her room in a full lotus position. I don't know if you know what that is, but you're sitting down and each foot's on the opposite thigh. It's a very difficult position to get into, quite painful. So at 19 months, they discover her in the full lotus position in a state of samadhi. And no explanation. It's just what she's doing at that age. And her typical diet from early on until she left her body was a couple cups of coffee in the morning and maybe a little vegetable broth in the evening. She's a big woman. In spite of her lack of nourishment, she's a big woman. Couple cups of coffee, maybe a little broth. If she had an obsession, it was feeding people. We'll have a little intermission here. When she was a little girl, she would get into trouble because she would... they were quite a wealthy family, so there's extra food and so forth. She would get in trouble because she'd take the extra food out into the village and not only give it away to people, but she'd feed them with her own hand, which violates all Hindu custom. Brahmins do not interact with the lower classes, let alone actually feed them with their own hand. So she violated all castes. And she used to say later on, because people did come and ask her questions. And one of the questions was, what's your view on the caste system? And she said, she's known for her pithy remarks, her straight across answers. And when she was asked her view on the caste system, she said, the only caste I recognize is the caste of the sperm and the egg. In other words, everyone's the same. That's it, no caste. So when she was 4 years old, she was taken, her parents are still trying to keep her in the normal range. So in the normal range, in a high caste Brahmin family, when you're 4 years old, you're taken to this kind of like a yogi who gives you your first initiation, your first mantra at 4 years old. And this is just traditional. So they take her to this man who's a holy man who's going to give her first mantra. And she spends about 5 hours with him. And at the end of those 5 hours, he's weeping, thanking her so much for being allowed to be in her presence. And he's calling her the Divine Mother, an incarnation of the, quote, Divine Mother. So that was her first initiation. She ended up initiating the person who was supposed to initiate her. That was when she was four. She also pointed out many times she had no teachers. She never read a spiritual text in her whole life. India is full of spiritual texts. Some of the greatest spiritual texts mankind has are in the different Indian traditions. She never read any of them. Occasionally people would come to her and hand her a text. This is when she's older. And she kind of flipped through it. literally just kind of flip through it. She might say something about it, might not. Occasionally she'd flip through it and find a passage and hand it to someone to read to the crowd. So no education, no teachers. Okay. It's also said, it gets a little, for you scientific types, it might get a little overwhelming here. She was once asked about how little she ate, and sometimes she would eat. And when asked, well, why are you eating now? She said, because there's some holy men over in such and such a place who are fasting, and they're fasting almost to the point of death. So by my eating, I am saving their lives. So she was eating for them. That stretches the imagination. Yeah. She also made the statement that she can get all the nourishment she needed for this rather large body, just out of the atmosphere, which is something that one comes across sometimes with some of these Himalayan holy men who supposedly never eat. Okay. When she is 3 or 4 years old, one day her mother had a vision of her daughter as the, quote, divine mother, which has been degraded in the West, that concept, into the Virgin Mary. But metaphysically, it's a real concept. It's the female equivalent of the male counterpart, and the two together make one. But her mother became quite ill and had a vision of her daughter as the Divine Mother, an overwhelming vision of her daughter as the Divine Mother, and passed away in the midst of that vision.